This is Layla Yagi. We're standing in front of the Justice Department in Washington, D.C. And Layla, could you tell us what's happened with your son, Ziad?
Right now, my son, Ziad, got convicted of conspiracy and material support just because he went to visit family members and to get married overseas. And he's awaiting sentencing. He's been in jail for 2 years and almost 2 years and a half.
And when will the sentencing happen?
January 15 of 2012.
What kind of conditions is he in right now?
He's okay right now, but most of his incarceration was he was in lockdown and he was mistreated. But last time he spoke to me, he's okay. They moved him to Virginia, so he's okay. He's frustrated. He's upset. He keeps saying that he didn't do anything and that he doesn't understand why he's in jail.
What was at the trial? What convinced the jury? Why do you think they convicted him?
The most thing that convinced the jury were the prosecutors were very slick and they tricked them into believing that my son is a terrorist. They said that there are code words that they use, like marriage and beach, going to the beach, which is so ridiculous because there is a beach in Egypt, which my son went to, in Alexandria, Egypt. And there's pictures for my son at the beach. And there's also proof that my son went overseas to get married. There was an interview with his lawyer made an interview with the family of the bride, and the prosecutors rejected it for some reason. And the jury, most of them were people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s, and really not that educated. They had their high school degree, and most of them were in the military or had family members in the military. So you could see that.
I understand that the trial took place in New Bern, North Carolina, a little small town far from where you live. Why do you think they moved it there?
I think one of the reasons is because it's the judge's hometown. And the other reasons for people not, to know anything about my son, to know his character or, family members or even had associate with some of the Muslim people, like know more about Muslims and Islam. I think that's one big reason also.
Yeah, were there any Muslims on the jury?
Of course not.
How about any minorities at all?
I saw two only.
Two?
Yes.
Out of how many?
I think there were 16, because I think 4 were backup and 12 were the jury.
Okay. What kind of future is he facing?
He's facing a life sentence. Mm-hmm. More than if somebody committed a real act of violence, if somebody killed somebody, they would usually have a 15 to 20 year maximum. My son is facing a life sentence, and he did not harm anybody or did anything illegal. Nothing illegal has taken place.
So he's not even accused of doing anything to anybody. He's only accused of using code words.
Using what?
Code words.
Yes, he's accused of using code words, and they paid some people money. Either they paid them, or they scared them, or they're going to get favorable treatments from the government for testifying against my son.
Yeah, and what did they say against him?
That he was an extremist, which is not true. I mean, and even if he,
even
if supposedly, if he was an extremist, what's wrong with that?
He just talked. That's what they accused him of?
Yeah, because the ones who even testified against him, they were really the ones who were extremists. It's funny. They were probably threatened or something, I would assume. Because my son had a debate with them, and he was saying some stuff that they're too extremist, and now they are against my son and saying that he's extremist. So it's weird. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So were those the people then that reached the plea agreement with the...
No, the ones who made the plea agreement, they got, of course, they would get a reduced sentence. And in the plea agreement, if they testify against my son, they get to keep their house. And then Boyd's sons would get a lesser sentence, and a lot of their charges were dropped. For instance, the one they call the ring leader, Daniel Boyd, he got 8 of his charges dropped. His sons, I guess each one got one charge dropped because they didn't have that many charges against them. And the second son, I think he got the charges reduced to something less, than terrorism charges. Yes, I think.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.